went down on 31st Street to pick up a jug of alcohol. Well, I went down on 31st Street to pick up a jug of alcohol. Told the man to put in some water, but he wouldn't put it and drop it off.
Welcome to Overload on Air, episode 6. Here with me,
and our Half Blood Prince.
In this episode, Kieran finds out that his suspicions about Brennan have been confirmed. This whole time, Brennan's been a Death Eater.
I'm allowed back on the podcast. Yay!
Avada.
At the end of it, spoilers.
Avada Kedavra.
Avada Kedavra. Abracadabra.
Why don't we have abracadabra?
Abracadabra will kill you.
This really isn't going to translate well at all.
It's a nose burger, is what you want in abracadabra.
Oh,
it's bacon cheese fries.
Did you never hear the story?
For context, abracadabra is an awful kebabra.
It's like Supermax.
At the one.
Which is a Galway restaurant.
As opposed to a super maximum security prison.
At the one in Bray, a guy bit off another guy's nose because the first guy had refused to give him a lift.
Sounds fair.
The second guy had refused to give him
a lift. Oh, the second guy! Now I'm totally outraged.
The guy who did the biting had been refused a lift.
Did he really get bitten in the nose because he told a shitty story?
Because, you know...
Because that would be...
Please don't bite off my nose. Although, actually, I can freak you out by doing this. You don't want to eat this.
It'd be real easy to bite off,
though.
There's no cartilage. Thus, easier to chew.
Welcome to Overload.
So I'm here with several people who are going to say who they are and what they play now. So, to my left...
is Ando, and I play Crix.
Stu, I play Trolls.
Kieran and I play with myself.
Owen loves the Beats, Brennan. I love the Beats, man.
And what do you play?
I play Circle and soon Menot.
And for me, mostly Conversions.
And I'm Siski and I play XCOM and sometimes Menot. So today...
Bad practice for War Machine Tactics.
Yeah, exactly.
He's going to own his
tactics. He wants to beat us in War Machine Tactics. I was talking to him about this. I was like, he's practicing.
It's either High Command or Tactics. One of these guys.
A War Machine related product.
You can beat us with the IKRPG.
Bodgers.
You just GM the game and kill us all every session.
Alright, everyone make characters. The next 45 minutes of this session.
I'm a troll Earth Sorcerer.
Can we do that next episode?
Damn it, that's what I was going to do. Gun Mage Mage Hunter.
Okay, that's it. Next episode's background topic is we're all rolling up
characters.
You're doing
yes.
Oh god.
Why would I let you do that?
Life.
Okay.
Or troll Lord of the Fist Pugilist.
Yes, I'll take first watch.
I'd like to point out that the crazy lines going on screen, Anto has to decipher
these angry lines mean that nobody can hear us.
Angry face.
Yeah.
So to start with, we have a few shoutouts. First of all,
Even make a loud noise.
It's
yeah.
Just clinking.
But pour some.
Best we can do.
Pour some.
Thank you, Lusty Bustface. That's your name, right?
Thank you, Professor Matthew Lust,
for giving us a shit ton of bourbon.
Good lot.
Oh my god, it's so much. It's called Dog Creek and it's 50%.
They gave us two entire batches worth, we think.
Yeah.
And
by us, I'd like to point out, I mean me, because it's in my house.
No, I am Bourbonzilla!
We're going to make sure there's not a lot when we leave.
Somebody's.
Yeah, you're not dying in my flat.
I'm putting it next to the mic in case there's anything relevant to say.
Read my articles!
I'm taking it away from the mic because Kieran can read.
Taking it out of Kieran's reach.
So shout outs to Professor Lust.
Who did a really cool set of articles recently, Imam, as well, actually.
Oh, yeah,
I had to read those.
That also.
I take back all the things I said.
Bourbon.
Mostly bourbon. They're not as good at that, right?
Also, I got a bunch of free trolls.
About that.
Yeah. There's a lot of gifting of armies going on lately. It's pretty cool.
War Machine has just discovered regifting.
Yeah.
It's awesome to be in the receiving end of it.
Not the first time Stu has said that.
You wish you could say it.
We also
butt sex jokes already.
In other news, Jerry has had a baby, so congratulations, yay! Jerry.
To Jerry, Jerry,
Jerry,
Jerry,
Jerry,
Jerry,
it's like, you know, those things where like nurses hop up on dying soldiers and one last kind of
room.
Oh, God.
What has ever happened?
No, we're ending this.
Find me a mutilated soldier when I can have vigorous sex.
Hey, some people are into some weird shit.
Yeah, war
Gallows children, I think they're called.
The war is
used to like fuck dying criminals in the medieval ages. Good time.
So this is going post-end credits.
This is how we begin.
We've already started. We've introduced ourselves. Too late. There's no going back.
I can't drink and not go to a dark place. Sorry.
We'd also like to give a shout-out to Clockwork Fox, who recommended... recommended competently. Like, they didn't go into a mad, culty accent when they said the name of your blog.
Three Days Overload!
Three Days Overload! That WordPress.com!
Which even we can't resist.
No one talks like
particularly,
that.
Particularly, they recommended my articles. That's why they're cool.
Yeah.
Nobody else's.
And they've mentioned my name in the last two episodes, so that's good. That gave me a warm, fuzzy feeling in my heart.
Internet
famous, Siski.
Yeah.
We are the loudest fans.
We are the most obnoxious.
That's true.
I send them the most emails.
Everything.
Out of anyone.
Some.
I do actually really like their podcast.
Eddie.
I enjoy disagreeing with them. They're good to disagree with.
Dear Clockwork Fox, love you. Attach. Naked foot.
Thank you for illustrating my next point, where I was going to say they're actually pleasant to listen to. They both have very nice voices, you know, as opposed to all of us.
Yeah.
Actually, Anto's all right.
Yeah, I know.
You never sound like that.
I know. Hey, smooth.
You were all smooth.
Everyone was smooth. Adjective
so
something.
Smooth ball, smooth chin.
True story.
Yeah, so...
True smooth.
This time around, we don't have a Skype guest.
Yay! Everyone can hear us.
We've replaced it with Kieran. Hooray!
Yay! Most offensive man on the podcast.
Yay! So I predict more physical violence. That was harder.
What was that? That was gentle. That was being nice.
Siski's face just tended to be laughs true. Anyway, so I can't tell where he's been slapped.
Oh, this has gotten weird.
Yay!
Thanks again to Professor Lust, who's entirely to blame for how weird this episode is.
He is not going to listen to this.
We're going to credit him. We'll be a special guest, Professor Lust Bourbon.
Professor Lust Knob.
Now, a special guest, Knob Creek.
We should change it so it says Knob Crack.
Actually, I feel like I should get some kind of kudos for insulting Bourbon so much that he insisted on saying
Yeah, well played, sir.
I'm so ignorant, I got us all drunk.
Hooray!
We can work this. This is the worst pile of shit I've ever drank. All American bourbon is shit. And I don't believe there's anything better.
It tastes so sweet, I can't lie.
Shh! This is gonna work. Have faith in me. No one... They don't get sarcasm. It's fine.
Only he's about 10 people listen to this fucking podcast.
Send us more bourbon.
One of them is Scoven, who I think is Australian. So we have a huge Australian fan base.
I foresee this is the future.
I can't think of any Australian booze that I would like them to send to us.
Fosters. Foyx. Tenants.
Maybe they're actual beer. Maybe the beers they actually drink.
I hear that Foster's is their giant joke on the rest of the world.
Yeah. It's like...
They hoard good beer.
They don't drink Foster's. Like, that's what they export. It's like most Americans don't really drink Heineken. So.
Yeah.
It's because it's from Holland.
Funny why, yeah.
But the future of podcasts is basically going to be people doing podcasts for groups of four or five people.
It's like
Penpals.
Yeah.
We're going to be like 10 more.
Me and you listen to Clockwork Fox. That's Clockwork Fox's audience. Scoven, Conor O'Boyle, Paddy, listen to our podcast. That's our podcast.
I listen to Road to War.
Yeah.
And, you know, Brennan is wearing his Muse on Minis t-shirt, so we all know what his loyalties lies.
Yeah. Why is there blood on it?
Is that Keith's blood?
It is.
You didn't really swap shirts with him, did you?
Have you washed that since September?
It smells of loveliness and Christensen-ness.
The blood of Christian men.
You think it'll bring you luck?
Yeah, he just licks it for power.
Must make this special.
I stabbed him with like the tip of his day mortis.
Moving on!
Since we last spoke, I don't know. Kieran apparently doesn't recognize them, so I have to just yell.
We brought Kieran and Bourbon on.
You knew what you were getting into.
Oh, I did. All right. Yeah.
Go. So since the last time we all spoke to you, our listeners,
or together, we don't speak that much out of this.
You, John.
We played a tournament of Who's the Boss, run by Kieran, which was great crack all together. And yeah, it was really good. So I mean, we don't do battle reports.
I wasn't there.
I'm going to sit back
and drink some bourbon.
We don't do battle when reports, but I think we should talk a little bit about what we got and each round and how it went. So in my first round, I was bringing
men off.
I would have brought a different list. Yes, obviously. I brought almost a default list for men off because I thought like, well, this is a good list of men off, so anything else is going to make it almost better. If I'd known what the actual intricacies of Who's the Boss were, like that you get extra points for trampling, throwing, etc. I didn't have anything that could throw. I didn't have a lot of things. So I would have brought a slightly different list, actually. Because I had sort of listened to Who's the Boss.
Castigators!
Yeah. No, I no, don't. Or Vigilance, no. Anyway.
Okay, that's slightly better.
Yeah.
You're usually disadvantaged with getting Paradox if you're playing War Machine.
Yeah. So,
I don't think men are that bad, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
So, in my first round, I didn't know that was part of the normal rules. Hmm?
Is that part of the standard rules, or is that just something?
No, it's
loads of the points you score. At least five. Then, like
it's
only 5 to 16, and it's hard to get all of them. I got loads.
I got loads by playing against.
Cheated. You like fucking shot up. I was going out my way and elongating games and doing really stupid shit to score random things. And then we'll come to Steve's one there.
But there's stuff so like stupid. You get points for casting every spell on your Warnounds card and stuff like this. So I would play slightly differently. But on my first round, I got Baldur 2 against Brennan.
Yay!
Who had?
I was playing Circle, so I brought the really obvious Circle stuff of Getrix, Stalker, Gorax, Blood Trackers, One Unit of Shifting Stones, Swamp Coppers. That's about it.
Yeah, so I had Reckoner. Was it just? I think I only had the Reckoner.
You only won the Red Neckener, which I think was kind of a mistake. 35 points kind of.
She just got a Red Neckener.
Well, we are drinking bourbon.
He was playing E-ball!
My god, your redneck accents are terrible.
Well then, Stu.
Now we're going to go on down and have us some bourbon at the local. Now I got it. I'm terrible at math. How would you know? I'm from Virginia.
I've been South Carolina for an entire summer. And I've heard shit accents. And that was a shit accent.
This is Appalachia.
I don't know.
No,
you shit.
It's all the same thing.
No, don't tell me what an Appalachia accent sounds like.
An Appalachian accent. No, my favorite American accent is Ethan's NASCAR accent.
It is. NASCAR accent.
We'll get him
amazing.
On the podcast someday.
And it's like.
It's because he's from West Virginia.
Yeah, he is. So it's
he's
a
basically
real,
a hick.
So he's shit Virginia, yeah?
Yeah, he's from shit Virginia.
You walk 10 feet and then people are minding their own.
Fuck you, West Virginia.
So I had what? I had Reckoner, Max Aarons, Max Ellis, both plus UA and other shit.
Do you want to talk about stuff you brought in hindsight or just the games?
Let's just go through the games.
Like, I haven't really talked
about
it.
What does everyone want to hear about Who's the Boss? What casters happened and how crazy was it? Skip to that. Don't think too hard about it. It was not a serious tournament.
Two stupidest things per game. When I was kind of like reading through it, I was like, what's going on here? What's this? Constructs? What the fuck? I was like, Warjax! Yeah!
Steamroller can heal your Warjax, which is pretty fucking awesome.
And I don't think I read the feat until it was too late, so...
Yeah, you weren't really armor stacking there, buddy. Which seems weird as an Evolver player.
And then second game, I was... Oh, that was awful.
Just say a stupid thing that happened.
I had a super confidence.
I got in the 1.2 gigawatts round.
Yes!
I got...
it's the Mark 1 round.
Hexaris?
Yeah, I came up with a first Muse and Mini stole from.
The Hexaris, was it?
You got Prime Hexaris from Mark 1.
That's right. And I was playing against Connor O'Boyle, who was a cool dude.
Hi, Connor.
Yes. But I was playing against Connor, who had Ryze.
Well,
no,
Mark 1 Ryze.
No, it wasn't Ryze.
No, Mark 1 Saren.
Mark 1
Saren.
No, that's a lot less good.
No, it was Connor.
Her feet's a lot less good.
So it was amazing. It was actually the first game of War Machine my girlfriend has ever watched. So that was gas.
That was hilarious.
Because it was like, one round, I kill half of Connor's army. Next round, he kills half of my army.
Brennan, tell us about the two stupidest things that happened during your Who's the Boss experience.
I already talked about my circle list, which was nice and cookie cutter.
You might not have.
No, I did.
Yeah, it was at the very start.
Okay.
I didn't bring Megalith because there wasn't enough points. At 35, I don't think there's any point.
It's a shame because he's one of the things that you can abuse the hell out of at Who's
the
Boss.
Yeah, but I knew everyone was going to be bringing trolls and lots of battle groups. And he's just...
50 points, that's the future.
Oh, yeah, 50 points, Megalith goes.
50 points is the future.
No easy, steps for all of you. You got to work out 35 points, go fuck yourselves. Sorry.
I have to play Krix, I'm losing no matter
anyway,
what caster I draw.
Such a hard time.
Well, when you take our counters away,
if only you had Legion.
Shouldn't have left trolls, bitch.
A balance Legion, it'll be fine.
You were talking.
Oh my god.
Who'd you have round two?
Ren 1 Absalonia, which is nice and straightforward. I beat Siski.
Shocker.
Shockingly.
Nothing exciting.
I used all my spells and all my anima and so on. I just grind for points. Round two was hilarious. I was playing Charlie and I got a Cray.
Oh god, that was hilarious.
Speed 11 Getrix, ride buying into his army, killing 10 points every turn, then sprinting back behind a wall that was in the middle of the board.
Yeah,
and I soloed his entire army with Getrix. Well, the rest of my army just fucked around scoring random Who's the Boss points.
Yeah, I walked over one stage and just saw Getrix walk 5 inches, impact attacked. Then walked an inch and did its, or maybe 2 or 3 more inches, and then did its initial attacks or its ball attacks, and then sprinted away another 8 inches back or something stupid. I was sitting behind a wall going, what the fuck are you going to do against me?
Turn one, I ran forward 5 inches past the wall, and then ran 6 inches back across it.
You could run 20 something inches.
Just to piss Charlie off.
Just to show what you do, it's like,
I run 22 inches.
What did Charlie have?
He had Grim 2, which wasn't amazing.
He was playing Kador, right?
Yeah.
Kador's just kind of a tough setup.
To be fair, Mortality's not bad anywhere.
No, it's not, but...
Oh, wait, no, Kador, no Arknodes.
He never got really a chance to do anything, because if he came slightly close, Getrix could charge, I think.
I'd but love to get Grim 2.
Speed 11, he charges plus, an extra plus 2 when Cray's feet with boosted attack rolls. So it was
forever.
Like he was going nowhere.
Yeah. And because this was a Dublin tournament, there was, what, 3 Trollbud players?
Yeah.
How many Kador?
Two. Less than usual.
One Menot.
That was stupid. That game ended with me like having score all the points and just having Gorax's go around and show stuff to score more boss points.
Yeah.
It was the stupidest game I played all day.
No, it wasn't the last game.
Okay, and then the Mark
this
Walker,
is the stupidest thing I saw in the
card game. And I was like, oh, this blows. I was really looking forward to getting something that used to be stupid.
Cue me saying, no, reread Mark 1 Synergy and then Brennan's brain explodes.
This happened just the start of my turn. I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to win this game now. Because I walked the Gorax up, he killed 3 dudes. Getrix walked in, killed 5 more dudes. I primaled my Stalker, trampled him to Kane, and one-shot him. Matt, 17, power and strength, 26, very, very big.
I think you were, Mark 1 Synergy was on every hit in it. So every single thing case. Got
so
like the next attack
eight,
got
I was
one.
Plus 10 on the Stalker, so it was Matt 16, power and strength 28.
I can't remember if I ever played
it. Was absolutely
on
ridiculous.
One.
I think you did.
It was horrendous. It wasn't good. Now the only good thing you do was if you could manage to think where the other person was going to be, you'd get up there and then do your meditative stance,
right,
and then because you couldn't move, but you got focus 8, and then you do your like,
even then Fury 5 almost like made me not be able to get the Stalker there because it's so bad. But and it wouldn't work without War Beasts, but with War Beasts,
it's real dumb.
That synergy was
right. Also, I did tell him that the turn before he was like, "I'm gonna move Kane up to dominate." He was like, "If you do, I will kill you." And he still was like, "I think I can make it count in 2."
Yeah, Mark.
So even without synergy, I'm pretty sure I could kill him. But like,
but you did it with hilarity and suave.
With Matt 16.
For myself, I was running the tournament, so I only got to play one game against Siski, and it was hilarious.
I love how everyone's stupidest moment is versus Siski.
No, definitely the stupidest moment was Brennan's, that last Matt 16 Getrix nonsense.
Trample drove far as motherfucker.
So you got lit at 3.
So I had the Scorn build, which had some Slingers, Gladiator, Bronzeback, Paingivers. Was there anything at the Annihilators?
The Slingers is the only thing I remember.
Yeah,
because
the Slingers
did all the work.
Did everything. Not without any buffs whatsoever. The Choir ran,
Errants.
Errants ran up, and then in between them ran all the Greater Destinied Zealots. And then I think there was one or two bits in around, and there was a couple of one of the cross, the Metafixes, or the
racks
yeah. hanging around it. I took one shot. Oh, I got a cannoneer as well. The yeah. cannoneer took one shot, went nowhere, but deviated over one of the racks and blew up like half the choir. And then the next turn, because everything was so jammed together. No, this was the funniest stuff. The slingers went up and killed 20 odd models.
They all bunched together?
Everything was bunched together. So they were hitting and killing models, but then there was about 16, 17 models that were all had corruption.
Oh, God.
And there was no buffs whatsoever. It was just every dice hit, and everything was corroded. And it was just like,
awful.
Cast did nothing. She kind of dumped Fury, or she kept Fury and just ran.
Yeah, I had Scavrous.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That was
the worst.
Scavrous is fantastic in any faction that doesn't have Denebra.
Oh, I had a Revenger for an Arcanoid, of course.
You've got an arm buff. So, you've got Telekinesis. Mm. You got Icy Grip. You got an arm debuff.
Drop their arm debuff, which is really good.
In fairness, both our warlocks just pretty much ran at each other and did nothing else.
You didn't have an arrow on your list,
I assume. Watch because you were using a mammoth proxy.
Galleon. Oh, I was using a galleon proxy.
It's even more confusing.
Yeah. Why is your galleon in?
Yeah, it was very confusing to watch.
Everyone, I think
it was during lunch break, and I was
six
just like,
or seven people came up and were like, "What's that galleon doing there?"
A few other fun moments.
We decided to play Who's the Daddy.
So Stu played a troll brick with Janissa, and in
and
first
Janissa
round played with Naresh, and then three mage hunters managed to kill Janissa. It was shocking
for
all.
Oh my god,
it's
quiet
again.
No, if we're loud, it's fine.
Alright, something else happened there after, and he got P-Halion trolled, which is not okay.
Yeah, he rolled that really good one and
but
got P-Halion.
Yeah. His army was a troll brick with Thunderbrag.
The reason we may sound bored and upset at this point is that we've attempted to record
Stu's
story,
was telling a story
four times. And the computer hates Stu, even though it belongs to him.
It's my
master,
computer.
No!
I don't want to hear your voice.
Father!
Have you betrayed me, computer? Why have you betrayed me?
I love you,
boy. Beep, 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 bop, bop, beep, beep, bop.
Okay, this is all Anto's problem.
Your mask 50%.
We will be
rapping.
I can bench press. Okay, someone managed to stop it there.
I'm gonna try turning off the mask, but
also
me.
It's fine.
So in conclusion, everyone had good fun.
And I won.
A joint winner. We won. We ran out of time.
I won.
And there was two people
on
decent scores. One was Brennan, one was Stu.
My memory of that is I won.
No, technically, we were both exactly the same on everything. We came down. No. Remember, we did one last roll to see who would have got anything.
I got something.
You
stupid-ish.
Got Strakoff, and you got something
Rias.
Really, really
I think you
bad.
Got Rias.
I got Rias.
Yeah.
Mark two Rias.
So you would have won.
Had
you got.
Yeah.
But now she has reach, so it's okay.
Mark 1, she didn't.
No, that was Mark 2.
This is Mark 2 Rias without reach.
Anyway, in conclusion, everyone had great fun. It was good.
Actually, I think it was
year.
An illustration of how much fun everyone had was that we were all really disappointed that we didn't play a fourth round.
No, I was willing to stay. It was Gus. I think Gus was looking at me going,
He knows you at this point. Surely he could just give you the keys.
Motherfucking, I'm Gus.
Yeah, I think he knows at this point. He's never going to give us the keys.
Anyway. So if anyone is running a Who's the Boss, definitely try, if you can, doing a Mark 1 round is good fun.
Tomorrow we're playing Iron Gauntlet.
Tomorrow there is an Iron Gauntlet. I can't play. Can you play?
Yeah.
Well, it's Iron Gauntlet.
But I don't know, you
should qualify. This is not going to get us any points.
No. Both of Anto and Brennan aren't actually playing in the actual style. You're playing the one faction.
I'm still sort of looking at that stack of Legion that is in my house that belongs to a housemate and going,
if I had enough men off
the Legion's a terrible pair of recruits.
Morvana, I would.
Yeah, so I'm going to play men off Kador.
Kador?
Yeah, John Foster.
Is it not
Kador for me?
No, it's Hador.
It's Kador in the fucking book.
It's Hador.
I have a pronunciation.
Russians say Kador.
They say Hador.
I feel like we have a topic to go on to.
Yes, sorry. Okay.
The thing we were supposed to start with, Siski.
We'll limit ourselves
in the teach. Go.
Less. 3 minutes.
Go.
Okay. Resolutions.
My resolutions for War Machine.
Boring. Next.
Okay, reset. Go.
My resolutions for War Machine are
still boring.
You know, Cosby style. Go.
What
you
the hippie, 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 dippy?
See what I want to do in War Machine This is the worst Bill Cosby ever. Go even in a tournament.
He's going in pink.
I want to start going even.
It's often how Cosby can be umbrellaing over anything.
Win as much as you lose.
Yes. Even. Yeah. In tournaments. I did it at Gelcon. And
last year were you mostly win one?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I would win once I got to the last round, basically.
You were playing a lot better in the second half of the year, though, so I figure that's a fair reason.
Well, what would always happen would be that I'd go to a tournament and I'd have gotten the practice, like, in the tournament, so I would be playing better at the last round of the tournament. So what I would be doing is just go in playing the best game I can.
You also always get drawn against someone who's really good, right?
Yeah.
Always.
You,
every tournament.
You,
it's always me, Kieran, Antone, Holst, dude.
Yeah, so no hope for me. So in Gelcon, that didn't happen, so it was good. I won my first game. And so
and then you were in the winner's bracket, how did that feel?
Yeah, I fucking lost a stone.
Hey, resolutions, go!
My resolutions are to go evens in any tournament I play, to win as much as I lose, to kind of master Menoth, to kind of reach a stage where
master is a big word, Ziski.
What? That's all I've played. I was going to do an article series about how I would start another faction, and I just bought more Menoth instead, so. And what else? Getting all my stuff painted, I guess. I'm at, like, forward commander tells me I'm at, like, 82%, so.
Rambling, next.
Yeah.
Right, to segue directly, my first one is to fully paint my Crix army. I took them all out of all the cases and put them out on the table recently and realised that I was about 12 models short of fully painted 200 plus points of Crix.
Nice.
So, I really want to push to do that before I buy any new models. So, first resolution is I will not buy any models from Vengeance until the models I currently own are fully painted.
But
everyone here will hold me to that.
But Igorshade has a stationary feed.
Let's not talk... If Igorshade, as quote-unquote spoiled, exists, I'm going to be catatonic on the floor for a little while.
Back on track, go, go.
But back on track. My particular goal then after that is just continue doing better at tournaments. Not so much do better as be consistent. I want to consistently go at least X and 1 in every tournament I attend.
There is a tread on Muse which says you want to go X and 1 at the Masters or win.
Well, X and 1 or better. Clearly exceeding one's resolutions is good. But I certainly want to go X and 1 at this year's Masters. I think I've got a shot at winning it. I would have a better shot at winning it if it was entirely attended by Irish players, because there's a lot of really good players coming. We're all going to have to be on our game to keep the trophy at home. But we're going to keep the trophy at home.
We'll try.
What do you mean, keep the trophy at home?
Shut up.
Get it.
Well, at the beginning of this year's Masters, Martin Hornacek will come to Ireland, metaphorically bringing the trophy with him.
I'm pretty sure.
And therefore it will be there at the start, and we keep it there.
I'm pretty sure we adopted him at the WTC.
Yeah.
Cool, so the trophy's already Irish.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Stu, resolutions, go.
I want to beat Anto every game I play against him. Continue beating Kieran in every game I play against him. I've got a good, 2 year stretch of that now?
Curse is broken, Stu.
Yeah, no, I want to reassert the curse back onto Brennan. Or back onto Brennan. And
I like
Anto.
What the fuck?
I just want to curse everyone but Siski. I have faith in Siski. I'm willing to lose to Siski every time I play him if I beat these guys. I think that's basically it. Learn to play, Rhett.
L to play.
Win more games than I lose. Beat Kieran all the time.
And apparently me and Anto.
And Brennan and Anto.
Sorry.
I'm teching against Brennan by playing Rhett.
So for me this year, I suppose playing Convergence for a while and see how they go. I'm going to play them for the Masters, so I need to try and work on the Crix match and possibly a few others. It's going to be a hard one because it's not going to be much out by that stage, but fuck it, see what happens. Other than that, get everything painted and played as usual. Have a bit of fun, drink a lot, and hopefully beat Stu in actual game time. I would like that.
Welcome to being cursed.
Shut up. I beat him every time the clock finishes.
Yeah, every time he deadclocks himself, I lose.
Every time I deadclock, I kill him. So I just need to change that.
Yeah.
Every time.
If Steamroller comes out and it's 10 minutes longer, you're fine.
Yeah, for me. Yeah. Totally gone.
If Kieran plays 2, Kieran gets 70 minutes, not 60.
I've melee assassinated Madrak.
That's true.
I mean, you still have a melee assassinated with Mosar, which is what Stu did while he had the curse power behind him.
Whatever.
It was a glorious,
no one cares
time.
No one cares.
Glorious is not the word for that.
This was T-Hexers.
My resolution is just play well for the year.
Boring.
Pay them.
God, you suck.
I'm already the best at them.
Beat him with Convergence today. Just saying.
Prove Brennan
saying.
Wrong.
Beat him with Convergence.
I don't have to prove him wrong. He's obviously wrong. He's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
He is terrible.
Not sure I am.
There's no chance he qualified for the WTC team if he wasn't picking it.
Well, he didn't say this year's resolution that he'd remember to roll to hit. Mm. Just saying.
That's true, actually. Remember the very basic rules of the game.
They sometimes get away from it.
Have
we got any resolutions for this podcast?
No.
Stop letting Kieran on.
I think Kieran's
letting Knob Creek on.
Yeah.
Knob Creek is also the name.
If you have enjoyed this episode of Overload Online, send us more Knob Creek.
Send us booze.
If you would
like to hear similar episodes, but possibly better, send us different booze that's better than Knob Creek.
Timu has definitely promised me some Salmeki.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, he said that if I got him on into the Masters, he would totally.
He's in the Masters, yeah.
Yeah, I know. So that's why he said holding him to that. And then Hornacek said if we pay his baggage, he'll bring us some vitamins.
More vitamins, yeah. Vitamins!
So
I'm pretty sure some of the Norwegians are going to bring some crazy shit with them as well.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It's the most massive podcast.
So as long as they don't actually get us thrown out of the hall.
More than likely, yes. Yeah, yeah. I'm hoping for some more bacon cheese.
There's 64 of the
bacon cheese. We need more bacon cheese.
Nobody wins. Or everybody wins, depending on how you look.
Jerry, the one person who's not drinking this year.
No. Actually, fair play to everybody.
Jerry.
Fair play to everyone who signed up for the Masters. Growing experience.
Garrotting.
It's been a very garrotting experience. I've murdered at least 5 people.
Yeah. But silently and amazing.
It's been awesome. Yeah. Our next topic.
We really have content. No, we don't.
See?
So,
anyway.
This is why he wasn't allowed on the mic episode.
Mike Pierce sound loud. Swish. Even if he does send me emails meant for you.
Does he do that? That's amazing.
Yeah, he sends me
emails. Okay, seriously, Bulger.
He sends emails to all of us. Well, not Brennan, because me and Brennan actually have the same first name.
So he's in the own.
Do you not get the pictures emailed?
No, he can send them to Misty. Yes! He picked one own, and then he has it in his mailing list for Irish guys, I think.
I assumed...
Yeah, like, how would he know? Like,
no, yeah, of course, but it's just...
Because I assumed that we were all included. I didn't even look.
That was amazing. Yeah, you're like, wait, which one are you, Mike?
Yeah, and he's laughing. All right, so our next topic is that, because it's Christmas, sort of, / New Year's. We're still in the 12 days of Christmas. This is the 10th day of Christmas. So we're having a season of goodwill to all rules. So we're going to talk about some rules that are, well, rules that are on models that are lesser used and how we think that they could be used.
Go.
So the first up is Jack Marshall. So how do we think that Jack Marshall, which is an underused...
Gunmage UA. Done. Go. Next topic.
Gunmage UA is pretty much the only... situation where that rule is utilised, right?
Which rule?
Jack Marshall.
The way I see it, if we're going to encapsulate it, is the problem with Jack Marshall is one focus is grand until a melee Jack needs to be in melee, at which point it's nearly useless.
Yeah.
It's okay on a ranged Jack, although, to be honest, you kind of need...
A low investment range Jack.
So power booster is kind of necessary to make Jack Marshalls work.
Which
so
adds 2 points to the problem.
Red and Signar are the most likely to make it work.
Tor is the best Jack Marshall in the game.
Yeah, but not because of the Jack Marshall.
No, because
rule,
of his Pronto
but because
and
of his
ability.
Completely
yeah.
absurd
it's
ability.
It's two abilities. Pronto is his dry,
yeah,
and then his
tune up.
Rulers Jacks apart from the gun bunnies are balls.
I disagree.
Earthbreaker.
He's okay with the Basher.
The Basher's really,
pretty
really
cheap
good.
And can
yeah,
slam
really
real far.
It's just not impressive though. It really isn't.
I used to play it a few years ago, and it was actually really good.
You can slam stuff out of zones
and
clear his infantry.
With Pronto, you can get it up to line it up where you need
it. Yeah,
to.
That's true. But still,
anyway,
I also think there's valid points for Tor running an Avalancher in what's the caster again? Snipecaster.
Ostrom
Tor Avalancher thing could work.
Yeah.
Mixture of drive, snipe.
Yeah, but again, you have that problem of when people get close to you, your Jack still doesn't really do anything once it gets into people.
Mm.
Like Tor's thing is not as good as buying 2 more attacks. Especially not as good as using Tor's thing anyway, because you don't have to only use it on the Jack Marshall and buying 2 more attacks.
The problem is, the thing though that makes Tor actually good in some way is that dwarf casters never have that focus anyway.
Yeah.
So you never load up with a dwarf caster, so you kind of
you can assume
3 focus
every
generally.
Every now and then you need to launch a driller in there just to kill something.
It's really hard to do though. And the gun bunnies.
Gun bunnies are really good.
They're bananas.
So
driller is really good for the points.
Driller's pretty good for 6 points.
I don't think Gunmage, Marshall, Mules are all that impressive either. I think it's kind of a waste of points.
With Ashlyn, 50 points, they're okay.
You need, like Jacks with guns, are the best things to Jack Marshall.
Yeah, it's why hunters
can't do it effectively.
Yeah. It's why hunters get Marshall to gun mages and they're good.
Menot don't really. Repenters are okay, but they didn't need focus in the first place. Redeemers need
true. I don't think as anyone is actually.
Hang on. With Kador, you've got Berserkers.
Yeah.
And Jack Marshes are pretty much built for them because you've no focus to worry about.
Berserkers aren't very good.
They're not very good, but they're a Jack that are pretty much designed around.
If you must Jack Marshall something in Kador, Berserker's the correct option.
They might
explode though. But like if you're aiming for the explosion, you've got a 50% chance.
I think most people don't really care. Like the whole point of people who play with Berserkers is that you don't care if they explode. You just launch them in and they go.
Yeah, but you can do that with Jack Marshall.
I think the whole point of people that play with Berserkers is they don't care about winning because it's fun.
Berserkers are pretty bad. Decent. They're not too bad.
They're pretty bad.
Mad five. We all know my feelings about Mad five.
Jack Marshall.
Yep.
Right.
Who is Menos Jack Marshall?
The Seneschal.
There are huge benefits to it though, because reclaimers are dumb.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You have it's not actually the best illustration of the use of the Jack Marshall because you are basically just giving it focus. You know, but I mean, you can.
No, it's an awesome use because you know, charge for free, load them up for 3 votes.
But nobody else has that, so is that like. It's Jack Marshall with the benefit of giving it focus.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Because nobody else has that, so is Jack Marshall.
We can't discuss something that independently from the factions that exist in.
Sanctifier as well is something.
Yeah, and Jack Marshall's Sanctifier isn't half bad.
But I don't think either the Bastion Central as Jack Marshall or the Sanctifier have gotten very much time.
It's so hard to just play a Reckoners, I think, is part of the problem.
Yeah, exactly. And also, just with Jack Marshall, you default to range Jacks. They get more out of it.
Yeah.
Much more out of it.
But the big point there is that Jack Marshall's cunning, like juniors that are allocating, need to be way behind your lines or not, so they don't get killed. The Bastion Seneschal doesn't really want to sit there. No. If the Menot Jack Marshall like had a random pronto and just sat in your back lines and was like 2 points... I think people would actually play him a lot because you have a reclaimer in between your Zealots, some Zealots die.
There's a good reason that the Seneschal doesn't have a drive.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, even a Jack Marshall in Menot is potentially really abusable because reclaimers are dumb.
Reclaimers on choir.
Yeah. And choir, yeah. Because choir
isn't battle group. So.
With that effective 4 focus, he's going to be doing some work.
Yeah.
I think you see vigilance a lot on the Bastion Seneschal.
Really?
Yeah, just to run it in place, I think. And then just the stand base-to-base.
I haven't played
the
Vigilance.
You just stick it in zones, I think, is the idea. Yeah.
When you say you see it a lot, where?
All the Menot forms.
I see it a lot, people don't.
Where are you going to see random shit, like?
Yeah, I see Vigilance a lot.
Well, I was wondering if it was Vassal or forms.
Like, there's a big difference between the two. No, it's in lists, right?
Yeah.
People seem to think the Vigilance is doing everything.
Or that it can't do anything.
Well, yeah, it's one or the other. They are the scientists of War Machine forums, after all, which means that they're fundamentally misguided in everything they do.
I've been looking at Retribution, and I'm just not convinced that their jacks are worth Jack Marshalling.
No, I don't think so.
They have a lot of Jack Marshalls.
They have tools to technically be a decent Jack Marshall. They don't have Hunters.
Is Hunter just the reason to Jack Marshall?
Yeah. It needs 2 focus. It's perfectly happy being 2 focus all game.
Yeah.
Unlike a heavy, it never wants to go up the tree. Even heavies that are mostly ranged heavies, like Defenders and stuff, eventually want 3 focus.
That was the thing. I was going through, like, it always surprises me what models have Jack Marshall. You know, you're going through an army book and you're like, oh, fucking hell.
High Shield Gunners. Best Marshall ever. High Shields are Gun Marshall.
Now they totally think High Shields in every list.
Oh yeah, it's the strangest thing ever.
The Vanguard is actually a Jack that's worth Jack Marshalling, and I think is the proper thing to put on Gun Mages and Mercs. Because the Vanguard... A lot of it is the bitch to remove, and the free assault is.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to give it focus, and Mercs never want to give out focus.
Occasional Thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt or Snipes.
Give it Devil Dogs.
Devil Dogs of the Buccaneers, maybe, no.
Devil Dogs are decent, you know.
Devil Dogs are good characters in a novel.
They're decent Jack Marshall, because they have Pronto as well.
Yeah. They would be fine. They would be good in Mercs if you couldn't also take the dude.
Mm.
And I think they're okay with Damiano because he can dead-eye them and they have a power 14 gun.
Well, what about Jack Marshall's in Crits? There's, what, the Ironlitch Overseer?
And Ralloch Moorclaw.
Oh, and Ralloch Moorclaw now, yeah!
You can take a Buccaneer.
We can, yeah.
Buccaneers are not bad.
Buccaneers are real good.
How many points for that random knockdown that might happen?
5.
Total?
5.
5 points total.
Total.
Oh, it's two and three.
Total. It's two and three.
What, Rutger Shaw?
Yeah.
Why are like in factions that can take Rutger Shaw, why is he not better than Ralloch Moorclaw as a Buccaneer Marshal?
Because they're for different factions.
Different factions, yeah.
That's it. All right, yeah. I think they both work for.
Wait,
because lots of people were like, "Oh,
hey, we're talking about Crix here."
Yeah.
I don't have anything to say. Crix stats are bold. Move on.
Just Rutger Buccaneer is really cool, especially for freezing grip casters.
Yeah, I mean that's like Buccaneers is
Rex will be out. Rex has to come out. He's been in enough books at this stage. He has to be the next book.
There's talk that they're going to get at least the Toro, which is what Rex is.
Yeah, the Toro's in the IKRPG last book to put
and in. The Rex last Prime cast was making some hints that it would be the Toro. Yeah,
it has to be Rex.
About Merc stuff for this
the Toro is actually really good.
Yeah, we've seen
that'd be really good to get because it charges for free. And
the closest thing are stats-wise to it. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the thought. Is that instead of another Warjack of Renown, Mercs will get a Toro.
Yeah, that's it. They'll get Rex. They'll get Rex
because they don't have.
They have to get Rex.
They might get Toro.
They don't have any Warjack. They've never gotten a Warjack of Renown.
Okay.
The Mangler was a Magnus specific Warjack. It was not a Warjack of Renown.
It was the closest thing to it, though.
It was the closest thing to it.
It was a character Jack,
but it wasn't a character Jack.
Well, it was a specific one to him that was Steelhounds 2.
Yeah,
which was what a Warjack of Renown was.
Warjacks of Renown could take by anyone.
Anyway, other rules.
Yeah, I know. But it was
Mark one argument.
This, we have to spend 3 hours on a Mark one argument. Somebody has to do it.
The other rule.
These two people now spend 3 hours on a Mark one argument. Resuming the podcast.
And that's why it's not okay if you take Lich 2.
I agree.
The other rule is artillery. Well, there's two more rules. The first of the two rules.
The next rule that we'll show some goodwill towards
is Grim 2's team for
Grim 2's team! It's actually a shitload of fun. I played five.
Five.
Yeah, I really, you shouldn't be playing over two, really.
You really shouldn't, but it's hilarious.
But you can.
Yes, it was against you. It was hilarious.
That was awful.
Nothing, everything was, had fallen over and died. It was amazing. It was beautiful. Mortars. And the scouts murdered all the choirs. What?
Kator Mortars.
Yeah, I don't see as much
mortars
of them.
Mortars are good.
Senator Reaver cannon. 2 point
it's
rat
bad,
7
it's
I like the Reaver cannon
D3 shots
2 range punch artilleries are
yes I think that's pretty good
clearly like much better
yes. I will be buying the Deliver Sunburst crew
oh,
no
shit.
You won't
don't
do it don't do it you'll regret it immediately
it was better in Mark 1
you know what you can spend your 2 points on better any number of Merc solos
anything else Gorman
okay,
DeWolf do you have Gorman DeWolf
yeah
then get another one
stop buying more models.
Oh, I think, like...
No,
I admit,
no, Sunburst does not work.
I admit not.
No, you can put on so much better things.
I admit not is a fucking upkeep.
You can
still on a 2 point solo.
Yeah, but you could spend
you could
2 points
better.
On something better. That would benefit from I Men Up equally.
Yes.
It's
don't do
the errant attachment.
We lie.
This is our goodwill. Artillery gets no goodwill.
Yeah.
Artillery
no,
gets
no,
no
goodwill.
JVM definitely said Scather crew is fine.
Yeah,
you can Scather
yeah.
your own Warbeast and you're not spending points on a
yeah,
second
yeah.
round.
How many points is he spending in his tournament lists on Scather crew?
I bet you can find a JVM tournament list where there's a Scather crew.
Jerry has played it a few times.
I said in the present tense continuous.
Ooh, tenses.
Yeah. Boom! Grammar argument.
It's hard to detect.
3 hours into you.
Tumber Cruise in Grim 2's Team Force? Is that,
yeah.
Because
the
they
mortars.
Go to 2 points.
Mortars.
Oh, yeah. Kator Mortars.
So what's the problem then?
It's not it's a problem. It's just
position
is a huge problem. You get to run once, and if you're not in the right spot,
if they're all 20
at 14 to 16 to
important disclaimer, we are not counting the Commodore in this, because...
Well,
it's
we all
heavy
know
artillery
the is deadly. Good
and they might
know.
Still even be able to do it because it's just a star okay. action.
Yeah, well,
I mean, you have to engage everything, maybe. Or
no. You might just not be able to stop the Commodore firing it. Look in the rules form.
Yeah.
Because it has that spray 10, POW 20.
Yeah.
So it is important.
The insanely powerful spray.
Yeah, the Commodore is an exception to the artillery rules.
It's a heavy artillery, though.
Because it's a heavy artillery. Light artillery, however, we are cropping all over.
So until everyone gets their heavy artillery.
Like it's a lots of
light artillery is bad.
A lot of them
arrows aren't the worst.
Is the chain gun? The chain gun used to be.
No, it's
more, it's covering fire only, isn't it?
Oh,
no,
it's not
even covering fire.
It was
terrible. Like everything trenchers that they're remade, it's terrible. Just
it's not
really
standard
bad.
Strafe. Like
it is, but it's still really bad.
The funny thing
though,
strafes
like,
and
light artillery is that nobody knows that anyone has. Like Sigar have two.
I haven't seen it.
The trencher chain gun, which is really bad, and the storm tower, which is not. The
and best. The trencher cannon.
Pretty much everything has two.
Yeah, it's also terrible.
At least
they have three.
Like,
oh yeah, it's bad, but there are three.
No, a second.
And all the trencher stuff is just awful though.
Kator have two
because they're the coolest.
Yeah,
they have
the cannon and they have the field.
Yeah, sweet models, cool stuff.
We're doing a talking over thing
sorry,
going
sorry.
On.
Apologize. Yeah, nearly all factions have two.
Except for
what's it? Circle doesn't, because Circle never got any. They got the Sentry Stone instead. That was their artillery. It's the stone that spawns little wooden dudes. No one uses it.
It's still probably better than
it has more. Artillery. It's more likely to get into a list than artillery.
Bobbliness plays it. He must be good. He won me €2.
So it's two in Kador. There's one in Menoth. There's
three in Signar.
Crix has
one.
Just one.
There's the ghost.
That's
cannon.
The ghost cannon. That's not three. Too three. Bad. Might three. Be. Might be quite often, but it's good rules.
It's bad in Crix.
Yeah, if it was so in anyone
in
else,
different armies, it might actually be an okay piece.
Yeah, like ghost shot on a cannon. Is
yeah,
pretty
ghost
decent.
Shot, good range. It'd be grand in
it's magical weapon.
Other places, but your army just gets like way ahead of it. Doesn't matter.
That's the problem with most artillery, even in armies that are a bit slower.
Yeah, yeah. The crazy range and the big AOE.
Armies that are a bit slower usually have really good guns that you want to spend your points on anyway. Armies that are quite fast, they're useless.
The Thumper would actually be really good if it ever got in position to shoot. Because it's momentum. And momentum is really good.
Speed. Fantastic ability.
If it had arcing fire would make the Thumper great.
No, 6 inches more range is what the Thumper needs.
No, they all need to be ranged.
No, you need...
Like
in trolls, you need arcing fire because medium bases will block all your line of sight.
Well, I was just about to say what I think would make Cav better, so the next section is...
Cav! What
eight
hitboxes
each.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Unless long riders get 10. Unless long riders get 10.
No, long riders not 10 more, but 8 hitboxes each.
So
we're cool.
When we're talking about cavalry, we're treating long riders as basically the epitome of cavalry.
Gold standard.
They can't have 10.
Because they get
yes.
They're amazing.
Because they get
I'm going to say bull rush is one of the most ridiculous orders in the game.
Stupid.
Because it's slam or charge or run.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
It's really good.
Can they slam things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You can bull rush order to slam things, and with Hortho, you can follow up. So you can slam, follow up. Yeah. And only one of them has to slam. So you make slam, follow up, the rest of them charge and make impact shots.
Egristle is one of the best cav boosters in the game. They're cav that can actually resist life fire.
Yeah.
I hate Pegressal.
We should actually separate light and heavy cav. Light cav tends to be much, much better.
Light cav seems to be really good.
Light cav with guns.
Yes.
Yeah, fucking.
Oh.
But how about the weird heavy cav that Scorn have, which are really light cav?
Yeah, they're weirdly light cav-esque.
They're the worst of all of them.
No, they're not.
Leap is a really good rule.
They can
be savage-read. They've got a really good support solo.
They can be savage-read.
Okay, yeah, but how many points are they?
Too many points.
No, but long riders are probably fine at 11.
Long riders are good. All the light cav are pretty much good, bar the soul hunters.
No guns.
Yeah.
White cav
I'm saying of the heavy
of flamebringers are bad.
Of the medium calves, most of them are all good because they all have fairly decent armor. Am I wrong in saying that?
Which
they're a bit easy to shoot off
for normal cav.
Cav, most of them are a bit easy to shoot off the table unless there's a specific caster
helping them out. The
problem
with cav is that it's not easy to shoot all of them off the table, but it's not impossible to shoot two off the table, and then even when they charge, they usually don't kill them.
They need a caster who specifically keeps them alive in some manner.
But the reason that in Mark 1, they did kill heavies all the time.
So they got nerfed hard because they were stupid.
Of killing heavies.
Yeah.
Like most of the heavy... Most of the cavalry units in the game are capable of killing heavies.
Like Ulan is technically capable, but they're the worst. They're the worst heavy cavalry in the game. They're awful.
Ulans are.
Yeah.
I would trade Ulans for...
No way.
Scorn cav. Definitely.
Ulans are terrible.
Now,
they're charged once, and then they're rubbish.
Oh, because they have lance rule.
They exasperate all the problems of cav. Many times over. They're just terrible. Once they get engaged, they're mat 6, pound 9 dudes.
Yeah.
Rubbish.
Unlike the two previous rules we talked about, though, the problem with cavalry isn't the cavalry rules. The problem is how many points they cost for 5 guys.
With five hit points.
I think more recently, though, I think cavalry, there's been more casters that you can take them with.
Yes.
And a lot of lists, that if cavalry can be taken with a couple of casters, that's basically okay.
It's fine by me.
Because they're not in every list, but they're still good enough to be played now. Most of them are.
Cavalry should fall in the same category as battle engines and colossals. Yeah. In the right place at the right time. Hmm. That's the design space they should occupy.
Anything is semi-decently designed if it goes really well in at least one list.
Hmm.
That's why I used to be like, ugh, wall draft. Now I'm like, I own a wall draft.
Yeah. Well, Avengers are amazing now, basically, because they're amazing in Kryos.
Yeah.
I used to run Scorn Cav and Emicade all the time. Like,
I still don't like them.
Purely for Road to War to give them the extra speed.
What, Avengers?
They're really good for Kryos, but I still don't like them there.
Crosstalk.
What are you saying?
I got confused by the I used to run Scorn Cav at Emicade. Good luck. Could pray for the extra speed bonus from Road to War.
Is this Mark 2?
Yeah, Mark 2. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I played against them a couple times.
They're really good with Pima Gator.
I couldn't believe they were
savagery on them is kind of nuts. Also,
because of Leap.
They have that weird kind of light cab.
And they're lizard tigers, the models for those.
They're not too bad. They look like Battle Cat, and I love He-Man.
They look like a tiny Battle Cat. They're not big enough to be Battle
Cat. Battle Cat wasn't that big. He-Man was a dwarf.
Battle Cat was pretty
big. I really
liked
the idea of the Ferox, and I was never going to buy them until I could find something to replace the ugly ass tigers.
I still think Harry solved the best, though, with the gigantic pimp and white tiger. Like, massive pimp and white saber-toothed tiger. Hilarious, though. And in fact, the Scorn were pink and black. They were fabulous from beginning to end.
You all have the Desters on the table there.
Yeah, oh, Cav Solos is quite different.
Oh, yeah. Well, Desters, I don't know, I actually kind of like them.
Ride by attack. But I have and to also play have them. Guns.
Yeah, they have guns, which makes them kind of weird.
Well, if you back up all my Stormaxes
are really, really good with PAD.
My issue with Desters, really, is that they're range 10. They should be range 12.
Yeah.
What? Well, same problem with the Archangel.
Resnick 2 is almost certainly going to be cavalry.
Yeah, yeah. Chariots are a cavalry. But we don't know about
huge base cab are hard to fucking move around. Yeah. Getting him into impact more than two guys is going to be really rare, but beautiful moment.
He's a battle engine. He's not cavalry, he's a battle engine.
Yeah.
With an impact.
He'll be a cavalry.
But all battle engines are capable of impact, of power attacks.
No.
No, no. Not that they're prevented by it, they have to get it, but they can't not prevented by it.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
No, all battle engines can do power attacks if their cards allow them to do it.
Well, yes.
Yeah, that's what,
anything can do a power attack.
No, I know.
Card allows it.
Yeah, I know, but give me a warrior model that can do power attacks.
Long range.
In Mark II. Oh, thank you.
They're not warrior, they're cavalry.
They're warrior models.
No.
There are no infantry models that can do, like...
No.
Nope. Yeah.
There's some slams and smites.
There are
and stuff
smites
right there.
There's a few smites, yeah.
Yeah.
But smite isn't a power.
Kovnik, Manor of Kovnik, can slam.
So basically, your entire point is invalid.
No, he's
to
not. He's still a battle engine. He's still a battle engine. I'm right.
Manor of Kovnik is a battle engine.
No! Resnick's a battle engine.
No,
he was a battle engine.
There are
you calling him
currently three battle engines.
He's not. He's a battle engine.
No, he's battle engine.
Cav battle engine.
Yeah.
The War Wagon is Cav battle engine.
She's Legion of Everblight. Warlock.
Blightedness.
Battle End. Cavalry Battle End.
Is Cavalry in
Warlock.
That?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Same with the Troll.
The War Wagon.
And the Kador Gun Wagon.
Carriage.
Mm-hmm. They have Cavalry as well.
Yeah, they have Cavalry as a rule.
That's why they can ride.
That's
by
why
attack.
They can do the thing.
Oh,
that makes
like
them kind of okay.
I stand corrected. I apologize.
I
also
really love the War Wagon. War Wagon is good.
I haven't seen it.
Actually, of all the Cavalry models that we've mentioned, the one I love the most is the War Wagon. It often doesn't. It doesn't make it into lists a
Turns
lot,
out,
but it's fun.
Linebreaker and Pal 14 is really good.
Cav in the tough armor faction really helps out.
So next is our
no arm buffs.
Predictions for 2014.
15. How far down the bourbon bottle are you, 15?
Normally, all the time. Signer are going to have a bad year.
And there is one man who's to blame for that.
Me.
Yep. Kieran Bulger.
Father!
Father Kieran Bulger. Yeah. Old man Bulger is going to be at all of your tournaments.
The divinity architect.
Oh god, it'll be like the early stages of Mark II all over again. Bulger won everything.
Ultimately, which Menot will eventually adapt to, although it'll take the year.
Signar won't have a chance.
Striker Tree might.
So the whole point of this is where what we think the meta is going to change to for 2014. Over
are we talking about the Irish meta?
No, well, it's
just sort of a more general thing.
Predictions.
Will always be a lot now.
It'd be narrower, but it's silly.
But we always get knock on stuff.
So. I think we can make a lot more accurate predictions, though.
Well,
no, it'll continue being the same as it has been.
Stu's going to beat me all year. Unlike Boy and Assemble Resnick 2, who I think will be really good against Red.
Yeah.
Based on.
Assyria is going to be dumb.
Yeah. Based on spoilers that are roughly as accurate as the ones we've seen for Assyria.
No, Resnick 2's
oh, he's
are
properly
totally
spoiled?
Random little spoilers all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think we're
yeah.
the source of the best bullshit spoilers about Resnick 2. Banishing Ward, Sunhammer.
Launching paladins as
yeah.
five
That's
AGs.
Not gonna happen. I think Assyria will
like
also have acceleration as
like
attack, which means that this year was gonna hate guns like a motherfucker.
And when she has distraction, I mean no one's gonna shoot her.
Yeah. Well, from what we know, ignoring the spoilers though, Lucan hates guns so hard that his mere existence means that Signar can't gunline as hard as they could.
But even some of their best armor cracking tends to be like Kane 2, who still uses guns just less directly. But I feel like
it's going to kick Signar hard. Just as if he becomes commonly picked up at big tournaments, Signar are going to hurt for it.
Regular Resnick is apparently very good against them.
Yeah, according to Mike P.
Let's condense it down to how do you think next year's WTC is going to differ from last year's?
much more countries, definitely.
Yeah. More countries, more very countries, few double teams.
Possibly more players per team, which makes it really hard to know how it will play out or what the team balance will be.
But even head upon a team at seven players is fucking hard.
I'm going to predict the same preponderance of Krix and Legion.
And any more
less
factions?
Less Menot and Signar.
Any more factions? You
more Kador.
Yeah.
Well, not much, not loads, but there'll be
more Rhett.
I think we're going to see more doubles.
Yeah,
because well, if we go to seven person teams becomes a thing, I think it's going to be more double.
I think it has to.
Got to skew to four Krix players. We don't even have 12 Krix.
God, but why would like what eight casters would you take in Krix?
All of them except Bellathrax. Boom.
Nothing's been decided yet for the WTC, and if it has, then if it does increase in the number of players, then that has to be a decision made on whether there's going to be character restrictions per cast or per team. So none of that has been decided.
Yeah, there's a lot still up in the air about it, basically.
That hasn't been decided yet. But apart from that, we definitely have more teams coming in, more countries.
Yeah. On February 9th, we're holding a qualification tournament for one place on the Irish WTC team.
One place.
Everyone who's currently signed up was invited, and the Broadlands bring 2 fifth point lists, deck clock, 2013 scenarios, just so everyone's completely familiar with them. I don't want any kind of random games lost or won because of
weird changeover stuff. Yeah.
That's basically it.
Yeah. The interesting thing about it is really that, presuming the 5 players, assuming nothing changes, the Irish team is very hard to call. I don't know, this is from an outside perspective. Brennan is actually choosing it, so you probably can't talk too much I'm talking. And so is Siski. Those who can't talk, excellent. Boom! So this tournament, the guaranteed spot, I think a lot of people will be bringing their best game to it, and...
Not Stu,
apparently. Look at him, he's so fucking nonchalant. It couldn't be described.
For the first time,
I'm going to bring Red for the first time and make sure that only 2 other people show up.
How are you going to kneecap 13 other people?
I'm going to stand around the corner with a tire iron.
Can I be one of them?
I don't have a strategy for Lich 2 and Rhett, so you're going to be one of the first I kneecap.
Convergence! Yeah! Let's take him out!
Crap.
I don't have a strategy for Trolls, so fuck it.
He's not playing Trolls! Yes!
It's cool that I can handle Convergence.
No.
Damn it.
Yeah, so it's anyone...
So this whole tournament is, like, all of us lurking around outside Gamers World just waiting to kneecap different
Actually,
people.
Actually, no, I figured out how I'm going to do it. I'm going to show up early and get Gus to lock the door.
So you're the only one in the shop going, I win!
And then outside, we begin playing Street Machine.
Like, Gus, I got this bottle of bourbon.
Outside the German Street Centre, that could only go well.
Yeah, I've had needles outside the shop before. I used to work there. Yeah.
So it's everyone who's put their names forward.
Yeah.
Which
I think is actually 15 people so far.
Which,
not including myself, means there were 16 people in the running for positions. Presumably still 5.
Yeah.
Just assume it's still 5.
Assume it's 5.
And I had to put their name forward before the event?
No, that's it. We're closed.
Closed ages ago. Yeah. Plus 16 is a round number, so hooray. Yep.
So our next segment...
Siski will read literally anything you write on that page.
I'm loving it.
It's the signal. Prop comedy.
Next segment is that Kieran, former... Irish master cannot make
very
cannot make
former
lists
at this
for
point.
Himself. So we are going to make a conversions list with the stuff that will be out for the masters.
Yay!
Which is none of the stuff that's really good.
Yeah, if you imagine all the conversion stuff that's good, take that out of it and then build an Iron Mother list with all of the rest.
No Corollary.
No
and no foundries.
No Father Ducat.
And no Father Ducat.
I would love to build a list with the Iron Mother and Father Ducat in it. At 50 points.
That'd be a good list.
And entitle it, Mommy and Daddy Are Fighting Again.
Mommy and Daddy Are Getting Home.
I just added a list entitled, Mama Just Killed a Bane. So let's fill this shit out.
Oh, nice. Good title.
So I've got Iron Mother Directrix, Prime Axiom, a Diffuser, 2 monitors, attunement servitors.
Stop for a moment.
2 sets of elimination servitors.
You're going to have to not use the proper names and explain them in terms of what they do.
Iron Mother is the mammy one.
It's the one with the epic
this
boobs
is a comedy
that makes no sense for a robot.
The Prime Axiom is the colossal one.
Drill, harpoon.
The Diffuser is the clever boy bandy one. Who does Hunter's Mark and a lucky bow. The monitor is the anti-stealth flinger guy. Attunement servitors are the flare bots. Elimination servitors are the gun bots.
Pew.
2 sets of those guys. 2 steel soul protectors, because you kind of want this against colossals.
Stab, shield guard.
And then 2 units of clockwork angels.
Pew, magic attack. Reform.
I don't know what shit does, so I got no feedback. Sounds good.
He just explained what everything did.
No, he explained what everything was called.
Do you not know what any of them
I looked at them when they came out, or when they were spoiled.
Well, you go eat a pizza or something.
I think you should flare everything and then kill it.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go home. That's a podcast. That's a podcast. Boom. No, please, no more.
I think you should do what Brennan would do and play everything Pagani would play.
So what? This is your third, you just can't wait. Is this your third list, or is this...
Potentially. So at the moment, I've got two lists. Centurion and Aurora. I've got decent lists at the moment.
Talk to us about the two lists you have and what gaps they've got.
So the first list is Centurion at the moment, which I'm building as a kind of anti-infantry list, I suppose, is the best. You say no to it, but how many Bayonets did I kill with Cyphers?
Plenty.
Plenty.
But not enough.
No, I know, it did. It killed enough.
Against not Lich.
Yeah, well that's against not Lich. How many
you're
would
never
it
not going to get not Lich up against you?
No, but that's what I mean though. If you look at it from a Lich
and
point of view,
six of those were a spectacularly lucky scatter.
You've got four scatters of 4-inch AOEs. You're going to catch a lot of infantry.
They're POW
6 boosted with
the Cyphers AOE. Yeah.
AOE 4 with hotshot being bounced across.
Even then, they're only 50-50
AOE 4, yes.
50-50 kill anything with an AOE is not good, even with 4.
Against Bane Knights. I'm just saying infantry.
Oh yeah, like
this me
against a list that is not able to feedback. It's 10 most targeting
infantry swarm though, and
mother
list,
is a better start point.
Still really good against Kricks.
Mother seems like a better start point for that list.
You
because
say that
she herself is an anti-infantry monster.
So she has two spells she cast twice
and a gun.
Okay. That's all she's got. She doesn't do anything
compared to Centurion. What is Centurion contributing to that?
He's got hotshot going twice.
I think three
more. And he's got,
four shots.
The one thing that really fucked over Kricks was magnetic hold. No charging on Kricks really fucks him over.
It
really
did fuck me up a little bit.
So basically, Cypher with a hotshot on gets two AoE 4 POW 6 boosted blast damage. So you got two Cyphers. You cycle that between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
That,
what's the range on his gun?
Range 11.
Oh, it's better.
It's range 11. And you can aim beyond that. Yeah, hoping for a 2-3-1.
I feel like lots of eliminations 6-1-2 are really good against Bane Knights.
Yeah.
Even elimination if you don't flare them, they still need 7 to hit. Just point dead.
Elimination servitors, more eliminated servitors in the Centurion list are definitely
something. Oh, yeah, no, I'm not saying the lists I have are perfect, but I'm just saying these are starter
that's
points for them. Yeah.
Okay, well, what's in it anyway? Let's
well, if Centurion is your anti-Kricks list, then what's Mother for?
She's anti-heavy, which I think most
people
don't
do that too.
She should be.
She's got harm.
She's got harm. So there, from there on, everything is just like, I can crack any army you throw.
So you're working off the sort of the Kruger theory of Mother can deal with incidental infantry, so I build the rest of my army to deal with this.
Yeah, kind of, I think
that's solid theory, yeah.
Yeah, like, she harm is the big thing for her, but also what she does is she's mad or rat 8 on her guns and her melee weapons of all her jacks.
On her feet.
On her feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then you have harm as well, which boosts up that. All her jacks, all the heavy-hitting jacks are... fairly heavy hitting, and you add plus two to that, that's pretty good. Your range jacks, the plus two range because of
fire group,
or the plus two harm. So you essentially
got
a,
so you've
got
them
you've
got
a mini
the
choir
way.
Because of her.
Mm-hmm.
So you got monitors of POW 15, ranged 15, potentially, if you can get the harm off. That's pretty good. You can get two of them firing off, maybe get a crit, maybe not. But still, two POW, boosted POW 15s.
At the end point of all that softening it up with range, you do it, in the end, have to deliver a melee jack to the Colossal to finish him off.
The Prime Axiom.
Prime Axiom is the
Prime Axiom
will be delivered because it gets shit delivered to him.
If
but not Colossal.
Well, against
it's not,
Colossals.
If it's against Colossal, then you have the Diffuser. It's already range. It's already speed 5. It's got reach.
Four.
So it's speed 5 and it has reach. So it's 7 inches. It's charging 10 inches. Tread range 10 inches.
Tread most of the other.
But Diffuser is 12 inches.
That's decent. But if you're talking about Colossals, you're really talking about Haley at least to start with.
Yeah,
like, if you're talking
about Colossus, you're talking about Stormwalls.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Haley's going to get charged then. That's why I like to steal.
What's Haley's range? 14.
Yeah.
Bonded. Stormwall.
And she gets to stop
bonded.
And even if you come up closer, she gets the feet and you don't charge her. And then
I'm assuming that's happening to
the
feet.
That's why I like the Steel Soul Protectors are potentially decent in that. Cause just
take the shot.
Take a straight shot here or there. Keep Mother kind of safe. That kind Although Convergence Casters are pretty nails.
Far as they go, pretty nails.
I really feel like the third list that you want is Lucan so much.
There is none.
You want a range-resistant, hard-hitting army of heavy stuff.
It's not going to happen. The other option is Axis. And without
I actually think Axis is okay against Kricks. His feet does a lot.
His feet is good, but it's a one turn, no charge.
That does a lot of work against Kricks. That one turn of tempo loss can be what you need to get up.
That's what Magnetic Hold does that as well.
And Razor Wall.
Axis. Scenario's probably better. Though.
Yeah, I think Axis without...
Because the accuracy buff means Eliminators are like, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Almost everything is Rat 5. When you make a Rat 7 without having to flare everything, that's really good.
Mm.
And lets you like drop it and flares on the Statixis and then still be able to shoot them.
Unless they're quickened. Boom!
Never going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Shut up. A boy can dream.
I think Axis
doesn't quite work without the foundry.
Not if I distraction you first so you can't shoot.
Boom.
Someone mentioned distractioning EK and I left the trip. I'm like, yeah, no, it definitely can't.
What are you missing that you would really like to put in all of your lists?
There's no point even looking at them because they're not going to be out. I ignore them all and that's it. Like,
it's the right way to approach it because otherwise you're going to end up really angry about how much better the faction will be in 3 months.
Yeah, Will Pagani.
Stu, this is an important first step. This is an important first step for breaking free of the Pagani hold.
No, I'm going to play all of his rat lists.
Yeah, so what do you think that motor list with Primaxium 2 monitors?
Try.
I'm not sure about the clockworks, but they're never not.
Is the monitor the one with the
gun?
Monitor range 13, power 13.
It's the one with the really good gun.
Two of them motors.
Oh, the Infringers.
Yes. It's the real gun.
Yeah.
And guns are the way you want to go with Convergence, I think.
No, I think it's dual. You need dual.
But in terms of the battle group, I think that Induction is better with guns.
With motors, certainly.
To an extent.
What's her rat?
Everything's 5. To an extent.
She's 5-5. Yeah,
but the thing is, with guns, you only get to a certain point. Beyond that,
I think all
you want to be charging.
Yeah, all Mordecs are better with guns because it lets you do something on the way in, which Warbeasts don't need to do because when they have that one turn where
they're trying to go, kablamo!
Explosive.
That's why with the Iron Mother with monitors gets them with Pen 19.
Yeah, which means they hit hard when they're getting there, they're flared. They go to what?
Mat 8.
The
Mat 10, essentially. Yeah.
But assuming the monitor, like you're going to focus the feet around the Axiom doing work with it, so the monitors will probably be charging on not feet turns.
Yeah,
it's very rare people let you get loads of charges off, and it's very rare you're able to capitalize even in Convergence because you only have so much focus everywhere. Although Convergence can do it pretty well, Hordes can do it, but almost never does because no one gives it to you. Like, it's very rare you get to go, well, this warp wolf will kill that heavy, this warp wolf will kill that heavy, la 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 la.
Yeah, killing two heavies is the dream.
Yeah, it's rare that you get to do the 20 fury turn, even in.
Have we got anything else to talk about?
No, it's the woolen hug has finally taken hold.
I just want this
constantly getting hugged.
I just want to succumb to its embrace. What can I say?
At least he's not 47 like you're on here.
Seemingly.
You 47?
No.
Oh, good.
Oh, I should be terrible.
Like, no way. I just...
We're kind of drunk. We've had a good time. You won't listening to it. But by then, if you've got this far, it's already
too late. No eating Pringles at the end of the podcast. Goodbye.
This
quick, end it now.
End it now.
So, goodbye from
Anto,
Stu,
Nom Nom,
Own,
and Siski. Goodbye. Goodbye from Kieran as well. Shut up, Kieran.
'm a pitiful sight, and I ain't all that bright. I'm definitely not chiseled from stone. I'm a cheat and a liar, no woman's desire. I'll probably die cold and alone. But just give me a chance, 'cause deep down inside, I swear I got a big heart of gold. I'm a monogamous man, no more one night stands. Come on, honey, let me.